This is CPR News. I'm Bozzy Kanani. It's day 20 of the federal government shutdown, and as CPR's Caitlin Kim reports, there's still no end in sight.
The Senate is expected to vote again later today to try and advance the same short-term funding bill that has failed 10 times already. Democrats insist there need to be bipartisan talks to reopen the government and want to see health care concerns addressed. Meanwhile, the U.S. House remains out of session after Speaker Mike Johnson canceled votes for the third straight week. The House has been out for a month. Both sides say they don't expect real progress to end the stalemate until the White House gets involved. In Washington, D.C., I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
In Denver and all around the state this weekend, crowds gathered on street corners and in parks to protest the policies of Donald Trump and his administration. Ashley Bardo hit the streets in Denver purposefully dressed in a multicolored costume and headband.
We've been portrayed by the other side as hateful and wanting conflict, and I just wanted to make clear that we're here for peace and here to avoid conflict and here to support our country.
A handful of counter-protesters showed up at a few of the rallies on Saturday, but by and large, they were peaceful demonstrations. The protests were part of the nationwide No Kings demonstrations. This week, Colorado signed onto two lawsuits to save Solar for All. That's a $7 billion federal program to build solar in low-income neighborhoods. CPR's Sam Brash has more.
Colorado won more than $150 million from the program, funded by the Biden-era Inflation Reduction Act. In August, the Trump administration scrapped the initiative, claiming it would save taxpayers money. Now, Colorado has joined 22 other states in suing to restore the program. Attorney General Phil Weiser said the money will not only cut energy bills, it'll also help Colorado fight climate change and create new clean energy jobs. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
You can find more news at cpr.org. It's 8:06.